Chapter 4.
创世纪第四章，我们读第一节到第八节。
We will read from verse 1 to 8.
第一节来。
Let's start from verse 1, please.
有一日，那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕生了该隐，便说耶和华使我得了一个男子。
Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord.
又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯，亚伯是牧养的，该隐是种地的。
Then she bore again this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, and Cain was a tiller of the ground.
有一日该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华。
And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord.
亚伯也将羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上，耶和华看中亚伯和他的供物。
Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat, and the Lord respected Abel and his offering.
只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。
But he did not respect Cain and his offering, and Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell.
耶和华对该隐说，你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？
So the Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen?
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。
If you do well, will you not be accepted?And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you shall rule over it.
该隐和与他兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。
Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him.
我们再翻到希伯来书十一章。
Hebrew chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章第四节。
Hebrews 11 verse 4。
亚伯因着信献祭于神，比该隐所献的更美，因此变得了称义的见证，就是神使他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因这信仍旧说话。
By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he, being dead, still speaks.
请我们低头有点祷告。
Your head bowed again, let's pray.
主啊，我们仍然在你恩典里面一同来到你的跟前。
Our Lord, this afternoon, in your grace, we come together in your presence.
我们这些蒙恩的儿女，每次侍立在面前是何等欢喜。
We who are saved by your grace, when we are standing before you, how joyful we are.
因为不是我们，乃是主耶稣基督的救赎把我们带到这样的情形当中。
Because it is not by ourselves, but by your redemption that you have brought us into this position.
那我们在神的家中，在神的面前能够享受他所应许赐给我们一切的福气。
So that in God's house before him, we can enjoy all his promised blessings.
也因着你救恩所做成的，让我们今天还能够在这里，然后侍奉你，来跟随你。
And because of all the work of your redemption, that we can now follow you and serve you.
因此让我们常常存一个欢喜也恐惧战兢的心侍立在你的跟前。
Help us to have this joyful but trembling heart to stand before you.
让我们在你面前一点的服侍，一点的摆上，能够被你所称许，被你所悦纳。
So that our little effort and little offering could be praised and be acceptable before you.
让笑凡来到你面前的一个都不失落。
Oh Lord, everyone who comes before you, do not lose them.
你再次用你的恩典的覆庇我们，丰盛的怜悯再次临到你的儿女。
May you cover us with your grace and the multiple blessing be upon your children once again.
好，叫我们感谢更多归给你。
So that our thanksgiving will abound and give it to you more.
这样听我们祷告。
hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In the Lord Jesus' name, Amen. Amen.
我想当我们读圣经的时候，我们常会发觉圣经里面常常把两个不同的人物摆在一起。
When we study the Bible, we often feel that the Bible has put two contrast characters together.
借着这两个不同的人物，他们的生活、他们历史来说明一些的真理。
Through their history of their life, the Bible is trying to expound some truth to us.
也说到一些属灵的原则。
It also tells us some spiritual principles.
而从这两个不同的人物的一个对比当中，也看出神的一个拣选、一个分别的工作。
Now, through the contrast of these two characters, we also could see God's election and God's choice.
我们知道当人犯罪堕落以后，神就在人的当中一直做拣选、做分别的工作。
We know after man fell, God continued to work among men of the work of separation and the work of election.
我们知道在圣经里面一个最大的对比就是亚当和基督。
The greatest contrast in the Bible is Adam and Christ.
这两个人乃是代表一个不同的两个不同的族类。
Now, these two people represent two tribes.
两个不同的道路
two ways,
两个一个不同的命运和结局
and two ends and two fates
而这两个人也代表一个两种不同的根基两种不同的原则
These two men also represent the two different foundations and two principles
从新约的光里面我们可以看见当人堕落以后呢从旧约到新约所有人都在这两个不同的根基里面来发展他们的生活方式
In the light of the New Testament, we could see all people fall into these two categories to develop their very own life.
在这两个不同的根基里面来发展和神的关系。
Upon these two foundations, they develop their individual relationship to God.
而这两个不同的根基原则是什么呢?
And what are the principles of these two foundations?
我在哥林多前书十五章那里就告诉我们。
Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, we read, 15, we read.
说到亚当和基督的时候，他说是一个是属天的，一个是属地的。
When they talk about Christ and Adam, one is earthly and one is heavenly.
一个是属灵的，一个是属血气的。
One.Is spiritual, the other is of flesh.
一个在基督里面是一个有信心的人。
One is the person who has faith in Christ.
一个在亚当里面的人，他是凭着他自己的血气，凭着他自己的行为来到神面前来满足神的要求。
Now he who is in Adam is by his very own flesh, his own means to trying to meet God's demand.
所以想当从圣经里面有一直读下去的时候。
As we continue to read the Bible,
我们看见在那里有亚伯兰和罗德。
There we also see Abraham and Lot.
我们也看见有以斯玛利和以撒。
And also Ishmael and Isaac.
还有两个兄弟以扫和雅各。
Esau and Jacob.
到以色列王列王时代的时候，有扫罗王和大卫王。
In the days of the kingdom, that we also see King David and King Saul.
从这些不同的对比里面，我们看见他们的历史发展还是在这个亚当和基督这两个不同的根基里面来过他们的生活。
Now from this contrast, we could see their way of developing their life is simply based upon these two different foundations.
神之所以把这样不同的人物摆在一起呢，是让我们看见。哪一个原则哪一个道路是神所要的是要我们所走的这个道路
God places these two types of people side by side so we could see what is the principle and what is the way that God wants us to walk in
或是说我们所该有的生活情形
or to say that God wants us to have the right kind of a way of living
所以在创世纪第四章一开头我们就看见头一个对比就是该隐和亚伯
so in Genesis 4 we see that the first contrast is between Cain and Abel
我们知道这两个人都是生在伊甸园之外的人。
We know these two people were born outside of Garden of Eden.
所以就属于来说，他们都是远离神的人。
So spiritually speaking, they were people away, far away from God.
那圣经把这两个人摆在一起，让我们看见当人犯罪以后，神人在地上的发展就有两个不同的一个道路。
So the Bible places these two people together. We know now that after man sinned, people developed differently in two ways.
而是从这两个兄弟身上让我们所看见的。
And we could see this principle in these two brothers.
所以从这两个兄弟身上，我们可以看见头一个他们献上不同的有不同的献祭。
In these two brothers, we see first that they offer two different sacrifices.
第二方面，我们看见他们有不同的生活方式。
Secondly, they have a different ways of living.
不同的生活内容，不同的生活目的。
Different ways of life of goal of life and different ways of the way they live their daily living.
我们看见他们有不同的结果。
And also different ends.
等到我们读希伯来书十一章的时候，圣经在那里就让给我们加上了一个注解。
And also in Hebrews 11, we could see the footnote that the Bible adds on this account.
讲到亚伯乃是一个有信心的人。
There we read that Abel is a man of faith.
讲到他的献祭乃是因着信心而献上祭。
And by faith he offered his sacrifice.
在那里我们看见也是因着他信有过一个信心的一个生活。
And there we also see Abel lived a life of faith.
所以我想下我们愿意从这两个人物身上我们来看到底这两个人不同在哪里。
So this afternoon we would like to consider together exactly what are the differences between these two men.
这是说到新约我们这些蒙恩的儿女我们到底是在成了根基上来过我们的生活。
This will allow us to see how weWho are children saved by grace in New Testament should live our life and based upon what foundation?
我们是在这个基督的根基上来过生活，还是在亚当这个原则里面来过生活？
We live our life based upon the foundation of Christ, or we live our life under the principle of Adam.
那所带来的表现结果也是不一样。
And we also will see the manifestation of these two differences.
我们来先看该隐这个人。
So let's first examine Cain, this person.
该隐这个人名字意思乃是说得着。
Cain means acquired.
我们知道在旧约圣经里面许多人的名字都有一个属人意义在那里。
We know in the Old Testament, all the characters, they do have spiritual meanings to their names.
所以该隐这个人就说明这个人是一个想得着的一个人。
So Cain means this is a person who wants to acquire.
后面第四节告诉我们说，当他们两个在那献祭的时候，耶和华看中亚伯和他的公物。
Verse 4 tells us that when they offered their sacrifices, the Lord God regarded Abel's sacrifices.
他不看中该隐和他的公物。
But he did not regard Cain and his offering.
神不仅看中亚伯的公物，也看中亚伯这个人。
So God not only regard Abel's sacrifices, but also this person.
同样，神不看重该隐的供物，也是不看重该隐这个人。
Likewise, God did not regard Cain's sacrifice, nor him, this person.
为什么神不看重该隐的供物呢？
Why is God did not regard Cain's offering?
圣经是先说不看重他。先不看重该隐，然后再讲到他的公物。
Now the Bible says first God did not regard Cain, this person, and then his offering.
可见这个人在神面前光景是不被神所看重的。
So we know that Cain as a person is not regarded before God.
或说不被神所称许的。
Is not praised by God.
以致他后面所献的祭呢，也不能够蒙神的悦纳。
So that what he offers could not be acceptable to God either.
因为该隐这个人。他说出这个人想到得到一些东西。
Now, Cain, the meaning of his name means that he wants to gain something.
他想从哪里得到一些东西呢？
Now, where does he want to gain things?
他乃是要从地里面得一些东西。
From the ground, he's trying to get something.
从属地的树里面挖掘一些东西来满足他。
From the earthly ground, he's trying to dig out something to satisfy himself.
从这个世界里面有所得着。
He's trying to gain something from this world.
这个就后面为什么他选择种地为他的一个职业。
That's why he chooses to become a tiller of the ground as his occupation.
为他一个生活的一个内容，生活的方式。
To become the context of his life and of his living.
也可以说从他选择这个种地里面说到他生活的目的是为了什么。
It also tells us all the purpose of his life.
我想这个就是在亚当的这个原则的根基里面所发展出来一种生活的方式。
And this is the life developed from based upon the principle of Adam.
我们看今天地上的人堕落的人他们在地上的生活的方式内容是什么呢
Let's examine what are the contents of the way of the living of the fallen sinners in this world.
就是要得。
That they want to gain and gain again.
所以一个人生下来以后从小他就在努力追求在那里为了得着一些他所要的他所需要的要满足他这个人一切里面所需要的东西。
So, once a person is born, that he's trying all his best, trying to gain something to satisfy what he needs.
就是要满足他自己的需要。
To satisfy his very own needs.
并且许多人以为他已经得着了。
And a lot of people feel that, yes, he does gain what he wants.
但是他却没有看见最终他所得着的不过是一时而已。
But people fail to see what this person gains is just but for a moment, temporary.
有一天人以为他得着什么他看见一切他所得着都要流失就要 消失无有。
People will see one day whatever this person has gained will vanish, disappear.
这是一个在亚当里面的人在地上生活的一个方式。
Now this is the way a person in Adam conducts his own life.
我们知道种地呢是人犯罪以后的一个工作。
We know tilling the ground is the work after man fell.
当第三章记载，当始祖亚当犯罪以后，咒诅临到人的身上。
We see that in chapter 3, after Adam sinned, the curse came upon the ground.
地也受了咒诅。
Came upon Adam, even the ground was cursed.
所以圣经告诉我们说，地里呢是长出荆棘和蒺藜来。
So the Bible says that the ground started growing briars and thistles.
而人在那边耕种的时候呢，他在那里劳苦、痛苦的，结果他只能得到一点点的糊口的东西。
So people, while they were growing the crops on the ground, they worked so hard, painfully, only to get a little bit of the food to simply satisfy his basic needs.
所以我们看见该隐那种生活的方式乃是在一个咒诅底下的一种生活。
So we know the way that Cain lives is under curse.
这种生活乃是满了许多重担苦楚。
It's full of all the burdens and bitterness.
许多的压力。
Full of stress.
也许他从地里得到一些他所要的东西好像让他有点满足。
Maybe he does gain a little bit from the ground that could satisfy him.
但是在他内心深处里面所感受不过是劳苦担重担而已。
But in the depth of his heart, he only feels he is heavy laden.
谈不上什么满足，谈不上什么喜乐。
There is no joy, there is no satisfaction.
这就是今天地上的人生活的光景。
And this is the picture of today's people on earth.
我们看见当人在那耕种的时候
When man till the ground
我想也许在当时这个行业算是一个好的行业
Maybe in those days this was considered a very good profession
因为我们知道在那个时候人的食物只有蔬菜而已
Because we know that in those days people's food was just herbs, vegetables
所以我们看见该隐他之所以选择这个行业表明说在这个行业里面他可以得到许多丰富
So the reason that Cain chose this profession is because in this profession, he did gain some abundance.
他可以在努力耕耘的时候得到他所盼望得着的。
As he was working hard toward this, he did gain what he hoped for.
亚伯他选择了牧羊呢，好像这是一个非常冷门的工作。
And Abel chose to shepherd the sheep, and this was not considered a very hot profession in those days.
没有人要做的工作。
Which nobody wanted to do.
所以我们看见该隐似乎他有一种天然的智慧。
So we do see that Cain seemed to have this natural wisdom.
他为他自己的生活有一个非常好的打算安排。
And he made such wonderful arrangement and plan for his own life.
用什么？这就是在亚当里面的人。里面所有的心思
Brother and sister, this is that all the people in Adam, their thoughts were just like this.
一个在咒诅底下的人，他一切所努力都是为了他自己。
A person under a curse does everything for his own good.
他只想从这个地里面，从这个世界里面呢，得着一些供应他，满足他。
He just wants to gain something from the world, from the ground that could supply for himself.
他不是生活在神的祝福底下。
He is not living under the blessing of God.
他的生活目的只有一个，就是满足他自己。
And the purpose of his life is the very only one, which is to satisfy himself.
所以神不能够看重这样的人。
So God does not regard a person like this.
神知道这个人里面心思所有是什么。
Because God does know what this person's thoughts are.
以自己为中心。
Which is self-centered.
弟兄姊妹，今天同样，今天若是我们活在这个亚当这个根基这个原则里面，我们所有生活就像该隐一样。
Brothers and sisters, likewise, if we live our life under the principle of Adam, then we're just like Adam.
我们可以得到一个最好的一个工作。
We just like him. We could get a very good job.
我们有一个非常好的丰富的收入。
Or we could be very affluent with good earning.
似乎我们也可以从这许多里面得到一点的享受和满足。
It seems that we do have some enjoyment, some satisfaction from doing this.
但是我们却知道，原来这是一个在咒诅底下人生活的一个光景。
But this is exactly what a person under God's curse lives.
所以当他在那里把地里的出产当作供物献给神的时候，
So, while Cain was offering his offering from the ground to God,
神也不能悦纳。
God did not regard this.
我们知道什么是献祭呢？
We know what is an offering.
献祭就是说人来到神面前的一个凭借。
Now, an offering is the very medium by which man can come before God.
当人犯罪堕落以后，人来到神面前必须要一个凭借，就是借献祭。
After man fell, man need something by which they can come before God,
才能够来到神面前。
So they can come before God,
来亲近他。
To be close to him.
现在该隐用他地里的出产来献给神。
Now Cain offered to God something from the ground.
地里所能出产出来是什么呢？
And what is the produce from the ground?
在神的咒诅底下，地所能产生的不过是荆棘、蒺藜而已。
Under God's curse, what the ground could produce is simply briars and thorns.
这些败坏的东西，这些不过是火的材料而已。
All these are corrupt things, ingredients for fire.
也许当该隐在那献的时候，他觉得这是我努力所得的，殷勤在那所得着的一些东西来带到神面前。
When Cain offered his sacrifices, he probably thought, this is something I worked so hard diligently, and then I presented them to God.
但是他这个所献的东西，它的源头呢，是从地里面来的。
But the very origin source of the things that he offered to God is from the ground.
从咒诅里面所产生出来一些东西。
It's the product of something under curse.
也可以说一个在咒诅底下的人，他凭着他自己好像可以有一些东西可以带到神面前来的。
So we do see that a person under God's curse could bring something before God.
我们一面来看，好像耕地比牧羊工作比较辛苦一点。
On the one hand, we see that tilling the ground seemed to be a harder work than shepherding the sheep.
一个牧羊人，他带一群羊群在野地里面找那个草地。
Now, a shepherd will need his flock in the wilderness to look for the green pasture.
找有水的地方。
To look for the places where there are water.
并且当他一步一步在那边走的时候，好像他还可以欣赏那个大自然的美丽。
And while he's doing this, it seems that he can actually enjoy the beautiful nature.
好像这个工作似乎比耕种还轻松一点。
So this job seems to be easier, a lighter job than tilling the ground. 因为耕种的人，我
看见他实在是非常辛苦。
A tiller is a person who does work hard.
他必须在那除草，把一些石头除去，需要犁田，然后还要来栽种，还要来浇水。
He has to remove all the rocks, and he has to soften the ground. He has to water it, and he has to cultivate it.
他那么辛苦工作，结果把他所得着一些出产的来带到神面前来，神却不能悦纳。
So after he worked so hard, and then he brings something to God, and God does not regard the sacrifice.
因为这不过是说明，在一个咒诅底下的人，他没有什么可以献给神的。
It only tells that a person under God's curse can have nothing to offer to God.
一个在咒诅底下的人，他所有不过是败坏、邪情、私欲而已。
Because all the person under God's curse, what they have is simply passion all their flesh.
人以为这些都是好的出产。
People think that these are good products.
人以为好像凭着自己肉体可以有一些成果，可以带到神面前来，让神来满足。
People might think that by their own efforts they might bring some product before God to satisfy God.
但是神知道这不过是一个属肉体的产品而已。
But God knows that this is something from the flesh.
所以一个若是要想凭自己来到神面前的人，他生活都是非常非常劳苦的。
So a person who wants to come before God by himself leads a laborious life, a miserable one.
他凭着他自己的努力行为，他生活就成为极大一个重担。
So by his own work, by his own efforts, his living has become a burden for him.
我们看见保罗在罗马书第七章，他就告诉我们。
We see that Paul in Romans chapter 7.
当一个人在那凭着他自己要来行神的律法。
Tells us that a person by his own effort to do the law, he knows he cannot make it.
最后所带一个结果，只能说我真是苦啊。
In the end, all he could say is, I'm so wretched.
所以我们看见今天地上许多异教，他们要凭他自己要来到他们的所谓神明面前的时候，你看他们的生活都是非常苦的。
So among all the cults in this world that when they are trying so hard to come before God by their own means, they are all very wretched.
非常吃力的,
and work very hard.
没有什么真正喜的,
there is no real joy.
需要在那里说要四大皆空, 要尽根,
they're trying very hard to see empty of every emptiness, but this is so very hard to reach.
这个也不能做,
they're not supposed to do this nor that.
要靠自己的克制他里面的一些邪情私意。
By their own effort, they're trying to curb their passions, their flesh.
那是非常痛苦一件事情。
This is a very painful thing to do.
并且他所带出来也不能呈现在神面前。
And what they bring out cannot be presented anyway before God.
所以我们看见该隐他就是活在这个痛苦里面。
So we see Cain lived in this kind of misery.
当他把祭物献到神面前的时候，神没有看重。
When he offered his sacrifices, God did not regard them.
我们看见他的反应是什么呢?
And we see what Cain's reaction was.
他就生气，他就变了脸色。
He was angry, his countenance fell.
从他的表现里面，我们就可以看见他的献祭那个存心动机都有问题。
From his reaction, we could say that even the very motive of his offering had some questions to it.
他不是带一个谦卑的心来到神面前。
Because he did not come with a humble heart before God.
他觉得好像我辛苦了那么多，带着一点的出产来到你面前，你居然拒绝。
He felt that I labored so hard that I brought my produces before you, but you should reject them.
他受不了。
He couldn't take it.
我想这个是一个属肉体的一个奉献。
This is a fleshly offering.
凡是凭自己要奉献给神的人，他发觉神不悦纳的时候，他就没办法接受。
He who by his flesh is trying to offer himself to God, then he when God does not accept it, he can't take it.
他就翻脸。
And his countenance would fall.
他以为这些属肉体的东西，神也应该来接受。
He feels that why does God not accept all these fleshly things?
是他努力所得着的。
Which he gained after all the hard work.
好像神不领情。
And God doesn't seem to appreciate it.
为什么神接纳他弟弟亚伯的祭物？
Then why did God accept his brother Abel's offering?
好像他工作那么轻松。
It seems that Abel has such an easy job.
就神反而悦纳。
But in the end, God accepted his sacrifices.
用姊妹，我们有常常发觉，在我们侍奉里面，是不是也常常是这样一个情形？
Brothers and sisters, don't you see the same situation in our services?
当我们献祭完，神若是给我们一个不好的反应的时候，那就看看我们到底在那奉献里面是不是出一个真诚的。
Now, after we offered our sacrifices, our offering to God, and God does not seem to have a positive reaction to this, this could show our real motive of offering.
好像吃力不讨好。
It's like doing all the hard work and not being appreciated at all.
许多时候我们的服事好像人有点意见的时候，我们也就受不了。
Often when we are in our service, when people have some opinions about our service, we just couldn't take it.
我们觉得我摆上那么多，我付上那么多代价，为什么没有一个感恩的心呢？
We feel that after we have put out so much, why is it you don't have any heart of appreciation at all?
我让你劳苦耕种流汗，结果人不接受。
I sweat, I labored, and I till the grounds so hard that people did not accept them.
用什么这个就说明一个人在奉献里面到底是站在一个基督的根基还是在亚当的根基里面。
And this tells us the very foundation when a person offers sacrifices and serves, whether it's the foundation of Christ or the foundation of the Adam.
神所要奉献不是单单是看外面的，是看那个源头是从哪里来的。
We do not observe the what they offer, but we should observe the very source of their offering.
我们看当以色列百姓和撒玛利亚人打仗的时候。
When we see the warfare between Israelites and Amalekites.
撒母耳吩咐扫罗王去杀灭所有亚玛利人。
Samuel told King Saul to kill all the Amorites.
不仅把亚玛利人所有除灭掉，也要把他们所有的牲畜、属乎亚玛利人一切所有都把它除灭掉。
Not only to kill all the enemies, but everything that belonged to their enemies.
但是当大卫王打败亚玛利人以后
，But after David, King David defeated all the Amalekites.
他联系亚玛利王亚甲。
That's King Saul, and then he regarded their king Agag.
没有把他除灭掉。
He did not kill him.
也没有把那些羊群里面那些他们看为是美好的肥的把他除灭掉。
And he did not kill all the choice of flock among those enemies either.
而只把那些瘦的那些不好的羊群牛群把他杀害掉。
He only killed all those lean, all those bad flocks.
当撒母耳再次来到他面前的时候
，When Samuel came once again before him,
撒母耳听见有羊群牛群的叫的声音。
When Samuel heard all the bleating, all the voices, all the sound of the flock and sheep,
撒母耳就问说：“这些是东西是从哪里来的
？”So Samuel asked him, "Where did all these things come from?"
他就说：“这是百姓从亚玛利当中得来，是要奉献给耶和华。
”And he said, "These are the plunders that people gained from the Amalekites. We want to offer these to God."
为什么他没有把亚甲王杀害掉呢
？Why did not he kill King Agag?
因为这亚甲王。好像这个是一个王，他有他的尊贵，有他的一个美丽的地方。
Well, because Saul thought this is a king, he had a certain stature of beauty and glory attached to it.
他怜惜他，不愿意把他杀害。
So Saul had pity on this king, did not.
他把那些好的牛羊留下，说要献给耶和华。
And he also kept all the choice flock and herds to be offered to God.
撒母耳马上在责备他说：“住口！”
Samuel said right away, be silent.
你没有遵行耶和华的命令。
You did not obey the Lord's commandments.
为什么神要叫他除灭亚玛利和他一切所有的呢
？Why is it that God wanted him to kill all the Amalekites and all that they belong to this people?
因为亚玛利人乃是代表属肉体。
Because they represent people of flesh.
那就是说，必须把一切属肉体的东西，不管你是认为是好的。不好的都要杀灭掉，都要对付掉。
So all the things that belong to the flesh have to be dealt with, have to be killed.
我们常以为有些属肉体东西是好的，也可以来服侍神，来献给神。
Sometimes we feel that those things that are of the flesh are good, they could be offered to God.
神不问属肉体有好有坏，反正属肉体都是完全对付掉。
But God never questioned the goodness or badness about a flesh. Whenever it's of the flesh, it has to be killed.
所以虽然该隐在那边努力耕种，在那边劳苦的耕种，把他地里的出产来献给神的时候呢，神没办法接受。
So while Cain was working very hard to till the ground and to offer what the produce of the ground, God could not accept it.
因为这是一个代表属肉体他所带来一个结果。
Because this represents the very result of the flesh.
那我们来看亚伯这个人。
Now that's considered Abel. This person.
为什么神看中亚伯
？Why is God regarded Abel？
因为亚伯这个名词呢，头一个意思呢是虚空。
The meaning to Abel, the first meaning is that emptiness.
他认识自己的生命是一个虚空的生命。
He realized that his life just a life of emptiness.
而这个字的第二个意呢是快过去。
The second meaning to this name is that something that's about to pass away.
所以亚伯他认识自己的生命不仅是个空虚的生命也知道这个生命很快就要过去了。
So Abel not only knew that his life was an empty life, but also his life was fleeing away.
正如雅各书所告诉我们的。
Just as James tells us.
他说我们的生命像什么呢
?What is our life like?
我们生命就像云雾一样。
It's like the cloud, the vapor.
云雾好像就是非常空洞不实在抓不到不是很具体的一个东西。
It's not something substantial, it's empty, it's not something you can actually get your hand on. which appears for a short time and then vanishes away.
风稍微大一点,
if there is a big wind comes by, it simply is blown away.
因为亚伯这个人认识他自己的本质是什么?
So Abel knew the very essence of himself.
他因着认识自己,
because he knew himself, he didn't want to get anything from the ground.
他也知道这个地里没有一样的东西可以满足他这个空虚的生命。
He knew nothing from the ground could ever satisfy his empty heart.
即使能够满足他这个生也是非常短暂就过去了。
Even something that could satisfy him, that was temporary.
不能存到永远,
which cannot endure forever.
亚伯他不愿活在神咒诅底下那种生活方式。
Abel did not want to conduct his life under the principle of God's curse.
因为他知道耕种乃是咒诅所带来的一个结果。
He knew that tilling the ground was simply the result of being cursed.
他愿意生活在神所祝福那个生活方式里面。
He wanted to lead a life under God's blessing.
所以他选择牧羊这个工作。
So he chose the job of shepherding sheep.
为什么他选择牧羊呢?
Why is it he chose this job?
当时人他们不吃肉的。
Because in those days they did not eat meat yet.
人吃肉乃是洪水以后的事情。
People ate meat after the flood.
所以可见他牧羊不是为了他生活。
So we know that he shepherded the sheep not for his very own living.
因为他羊没有人要买。
Because nobody wanted to buy sheep.
他生活目的，我们从后面他献祭里面就知道，他整个生活内容目的就是为了侍奉神，为了奉献给神。
From the his offering, that we can know that the very purpose of his life, the content of it is simply to serve God.
他整个生活的中心都是为了神自己。
The center of his life is for God himself.
他整个生活都是为了奉献给神。
All his life is to be presented to God.
因为献祭也就是等侍奉。
Because to offer means to serve.
罗马书第十二章那里就告诉我们。
Romans 12, we read.
保罗在说，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
There we read that by the mercies of God, I beseech you, brothers.
将身体献上当作活祭。
Offered your bodies as a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的, 是神所喜悦的,
holy, acceptable to God.
你们如此侍奉是理所当然的,
this is your reasonable service.
前面讲到奉献,
first, you present.
后面说这是一个侍奉,
and then later he says, this is a service.
所以我们看见亚伯,
so we see that Abel seemed to know God's heart.
所以当他在地上过生活的时候,
so when he conducted his life on earth, he only had this one intent.
完全是为了神,
that is to live for God.
完全是奉献给神,
that is to totally consecrate himself to
他的,
God.
他的工作生活不是为了只是糊口而已。
His life, his work is not simply just to make a living.
我想这样生活就是他站在一个对的根基上, 在这个基督的原则,
so this kind of life is based upon the right foundation, which is the foundation of Christ.
站在一个新造生命的原则里面来过他的生活。
He stands upon the very principle of a new life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天生活方式到底是在一个什么根基上呢？
So brothers and sisters, what are the foundations that we base upon of our lives?
是在一个什么原则上来过我们的地上的生活？
And upon what principle we conduct our life?
若是我们像亚该隐的话，那我们就是在个咒诅里面来过生活。
If we are like Cain, then we live our life under God's curse.
若是我们站在这个亚伯这个地位上，是在基督的根基上来过生活。
If we take the stand of Abel, then we live our life upon the foundation of Christ.
我想那种生活就像牧羊一样。
And this kind of life is just like a keep flock.
是不是比耕种轻省的多了？
It seems that it is lighter, a lighter job than tilling the ground.
所以主耶稣也告诉门徒说,
so Lord Jesus also tells his disciples.
他说，我心里柔和谦卑，你们要学我样式，负我的轭。
I'm lowly and humble. Learn from me. Take my yoke.
就必得安息。
And you will find rest.
因为我的轭是容易的, 我的担子是轻省的。
Because my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
所以一个人他站在一个基督这个根基上的时候，他的服事是轻省的，不是一个重担，不是一个压力。
A person who stands upon the foundation of Christ, his service should be easy. It should not be ridden with stress. It should not be hard.
他的生活不是一个劳苦的一个生活。
His life is not a laborious life.
虽然在外面看好像似乎和别人一样。
Outwardly looking, he lives just as anybody else.
但他知道他这个生活整个中心是以神为中心。
But he knows that the very center of his life is God.
也许在他工作里面也是非常忙碌，非常有许多的压力在。
Maybe he does have all the stress among his work, and he's also very busy.
但他知道他在工作里面是完全是为了神自己。
But he knows that among all the work, it is done for God himself.
为了服侍神。
It is done to serve God.
所以工作就不成为他一个重担，一个压力。
So work will not become the stress, will not become his burden.
他里面非常轻省。
So he is light-hearted inside.
他里面非常自由，非常释放。
He is free. He has within himself.
因为他是在基督这个原则里面来过他的生活。
He's released because he knows he lives a life upon Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天同样我们在跟生活工作里面，我们都是站在这个根基上，那我们生活是为了神的话。
So if we live our life, we work upon this foundation, we do it for Christ.
你会发觉你的生活是很容易的。
You should find that your life should be very easy.
不是我们容易，乃是因为神他可以背负我们一切重担。
It is not because we could live an easy life, but it is because Christ who has borne all our burdens.
所以当亚伯在牧羊的时候，也说出他对神的一个信心。
So when Abel kept the flock, this also tells his face toward God.
说出神和人那有关系。
That tells the very relationship between God and man.
神是牧人，我们是他的羊群。
That God is the shepherd and we are his flock.
所以当他在牧羊的时候，他就想到神是他的牧人。
So while he was shepherding the sheep, he realized God is the very shepherd of his.
诗篇23篇说，耶和华是我的好牧人，我就必不致缺乏。
Psalm 23, we read that, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
他也知道这是一个信心的一种生活，他可以依靠神。
So Abel lived a life of faith because he could rely on God.
似乎好像亚伯可能在神的启示底下，他看见神所要他的生活方式，神所要他选择的工作是什么。
It seems that Abel receiving the revelation from God knew what God wanted him to choose for his job.
因为牧羊呢是一个看守的工作。
Because keeping the flock is a job of watching.
我们知道当人犯罪之前，人的工作是什么工作。
Now before man fell, we do know what man's job is.
就是看守的工作。
Man's job was simply to watch.
当神把万物造好的时候，把亚当造出来的时候，把他摆在伊甸园，叫他在那边看守。
After God created all things in the universe, after he created man, he placed man in the Garden of Eden to guard the garden.
所以亚伯他愿意回到神起初创造人那个心意里面来过生活。
So Abel wanted to come back to the very purpose of God when he first created man.
做一个看守的人。
To be a man who guards.
什么是看守呢？
Now what is guarding?
看守就是神把一些东西交托给他。
That is, God has entrusted something to him.
神已经把一些东西赐给他了。
That is, God has given him something.
那表明说，今天一个看守人就说，神把一些恩典的东西赐给他了，不是他努力上面要得着什么。
So a man who watches, who guards, is a person who realizes that God has given everything to him, not that he gains it by himself.
当一个人看见原来一切都是神所赐的。
When a man sees that everything he has is given by God.
而是神负他一切的责任。
And God takes all the responsibility of it.
他就不需要那么辛苦地在那耕种。
Then he doesn't have to work so laboriously to till the ground.
这个就是主耶稣对门徒所说，你们要先求他的国和他的义。
This is what Jesus says to his disciples. Seek ye the first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
因为你所需要你的父都知道。
Because what you need, your father knows it all.
所以亚伯他之所以选择牧羊的工作，他对神有一个信心的依靠。
Now the reason Abel chose the job to keep the flock is because he has this faith to rely upon God.
他知道一切都是恩典。
He knew that all things came from God's grace.
所以他在那奉献的时候，也是存一个感恩心来奉献。
So even when he sacrificed, he offered with the heart of gratitude.
他不是认为说这是他努力辛苦努力所得来的来带到神面前。
He never felt that this was something I worked so hard for, so I brought it before God.
今天人为什么不肯奉献?
Now, today, why is the people do not want to offer themselves to God?
因为今天人常常觉得说,这是我辛苦努力得来一点。
Because people feel that this is something I worked so hard for.
就这样白白奉献给神。
Should I simply freely give it all to God?
我那么辛苦,压力那么大。
With all this stress, with this all hard work,
就做那么一点,然后还奉献给神。
I gain just this little, and it has to be given to God.
人没办法奉献。
Men cannot consecrate themselves.
即使人在奉献的时候也是非常勉强。
Even they do offer it to God, they did it very reluctantly.
因为他总是觉得这是我辛苦得来的。
They always felt this is something I work hard for.
用什么当大卫在那里为神的殿预备材料的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when David prepared all the materials for the temple of God, and Brother Danan shared much on this point, he prepared all the materials for the temple of God. Then how did he pray to God there? David says that I offer to you something which you have first given to me. The reason that David was willing and freely to offer, he knew that all these gold, silver, and precious things were not gained by himself, but given to him by God. Now he was simply giving back to God what God first gave him. And only at this point when he offered it back to God, God received it as a gift. I suppose when our friend But now God should see the gifts that, from man to him as something considered as gift which he first has given to man. This really uplifted the man. So in Hebrews, we read that when Abel by faith offered something to God, God considered him righteous. God spoke of his gift. On one hand, it seems that Abel was offering. But on the part of God, God received it as a gift.
弟兄姊妹,
oh, brothers and sisters, what a great grace this is.
何等让神的心喜乐的一件事情。
How much this would rejoice our God's heart?
他怎么不接纳这样的奉献呢?
How could he not receive this kind of sacrifice?
就像今天有许多小孩子,
just as in today we there are children.
他许多零用钱都是父母给他的。
They have all their allowances from their parents.
那也许, 碰到母亲节啊, 碰到父母的生日的时候,
maybe on Mother's Day or on their parents' birthdays,
他就把他平常, 继续下那些零用钱呢,
they would spend some money from the allowances which they saved to buy a gift for their parents.
当父母接受到的时候,
now, when parents receive this gift, could you imagine how joyful the parents would be?
这些送给父母的礼物不是他自己去打工赚来的, 乃是因为父母给他的钱, 再把他买礼物来送给父母的。
These gifts are bought by money which they did not gain from working, but simply a gift from their parents.
但是父母接受这个礼物的时候，他心是充满了欢喜快乐。
But when parents receive this gift, their hearts are just joyful, full of joy.
弟兄姊妹, 该亚伯山献祭的时候，他就是存着这样心。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is the heart when Abel offered his sacrifices.
并且他当他献祭的时候，他是把羊群里面投生的和那些自由的献给神。
And also, when he offered sacrifice, he offered the very firstling of his flock and of also their fat.
那就是说，把那个最好的来奉献给神。
That is, he gave the very best of his to God.
神就悦纳看重了。
And God accepted and regarded.
用什么？今天神所要的乃是一个最好的。
Now, brothers and sisters, what today wants is the very best.
只有乃是讲到一个牲畜里面最丰富的地方，丰满的地方。
Fast speaks of the part among the flock, which is the most abundant.
这些都是要归给耶和华神的。
All these have to be given to the Lord God.
所以神就看重他的功。
So God regarded his work.
一方面他在献祭的时候，他也知道他原来是个堕落的一个人。
And also Abel, when he offered sacrifices, he knew he was a fallen man.
他是亚当的后裔。
Because he was the descendant of Adam.
他今天来到神面前，不敢他凭着他自己。
So when he became God, came before God, he did not come on his own.
他只凭着羔羊的血。
He came simply by the blood of the lamb.
所以当亚伯在那边献祭的时候，就是说出一条人怎样来到神面前那个路。
So when Abel offered his sacrifices, he also pointed out the very way that for man to come before God.
他知道只有靠着信心。
He knew only by faith.
他才能够来到神面前。
That he could come before God.
被神悦纳，被神称义。
That he could be called righteous, he could be accepted by God.
他不敢凭着他自己。
He didn't dare to come before by himself.
当我每次来到祭坛面前，
So brothers and sisters, every time when we come before the altar,
当我们在那边有所奉献的时候，
Every time when we have some service,
我们应该常常存着这样一个心。
This is the heart we should have.
不是我，乃是神自己。
It's not by myself, but by God himself.
一切都是神的恩典。
Everything is from God's grace.
一切都是神所赐的。
Everything is given by God.
一切都是因着主耶稣基督宝血所做成的工作。
Everything is from the accomplished work of Jesus' precious blood.
我今天才能来到神面前。
So that today I could come before him.
那一种奉献的心态和该隐是完全不一样的。
Now, this attitude of offering sacrifice is totally different from that of Cain.
所以从奉献，从献祭里面，我们就看见亚伯和该隐这两个人，他里面那个情形完全是不一样的。
So we could see from the offering of these two sacrifices, we could see the total stark contrast of these two people.
同样在那奉献。
They, both of them are offering sacrifices.
但是神知道人内心深处那个真正的一个情形。
But God knew the very, true thing of the very depth of man's heart.
当人要悦纳人的奉献之前，
Before God accepts man's sacrifices,
人乃是先悦纳这个人。
God had to first accept this person.
当这个人的确是活在一个对的根基基础上，
If this person does live on a right foundation,
他才有准确的奉献。
Then he could offer some accurate sacrifice.
他才有准确的侍奉。
He would have this accurate service.
虽然那一天亚伯被他哥哥该隐杀害掉了。
Although on that day, Abel was killed by his brother Cain.
但是希伯来书替他做见证说，这是一个复活的人。
But the book of Hebrews bore the witness for him that Abel was resurrected.
他仍然在那边向人说话。
He continued to speak to all men.
他向人说什么话呢？
What did he say to man?
他向人说出那个属灵的道，属灵的真理。
He pointed out the spiritual truth to man.
说出一个人在咒诅底下，没有一个人能够凭着自己来到神面前。
That no one can come before God under God's curse.
只有借着主耶稣基督的宝血才能够来到神面前。
Only by the blood of Christ Jesus can man come before God.
他再也说出一个人的生活怎样才能够满足神的心。
There he pointed out what kind of living, what kind of life could actually satisfy God's heart.
乃是他所有生活工作都是为了神自己。
Only when this person works and centers everything for God himself.
用什么？这是一个蒙祝福的一个生活。
Oh, brother and sister, this is the blessed way of living.
这是神起初造人所要过的一个生活。
And this is the very life when God first created man that he wants man to live.
今天在新约的一个恩典时代也是这样子。
Today we are under the era of the grace of the New Testament.
我们的工作不是一个耕种的工作。
So our work should not be the work of tilling the ground.
我们工作呢是个看守的工作。
Our work should be the work of guarding.
当保罗快要离开世的时候，他写信给提摩太。
When Paul was about to depart from this world, he wrote to Timothy.
然后从前所交托你给你的善道要靠着住在你里面的圣灵牢牢的锁住。
The good teachings which I have commanded you before, keep it in your heart by the Holy Spirit.
神在基督里面所造做成的一切工作已经完成了。
God has accomplished everything in Christ Jesus.
今天不需要凭我们个人努力去得着什么。
So we don't have to gain anything outside from that by our own effort.
神在基督里面已经完全赐给我们这一切。
But in Christ, God has given all to us.
我们今天所做就是看守。
What we have to do today is simply to guard.
所以保罗到最末了，他说， 所信的道我已经守住了。
So Paul at the very end that I have kept the word.
当启示录使徒在那写信给亚细亚教会的时候，也是在那呼召说。
In Revelation, when the apostle wrote this epistle to all the churches in Achaia, Asia, he also said this.
他对推亚推拉的教会，对腓腓拉铁会的教会都说出同样的话。
He said the same thing to the church of Philadelphia and Thyatira.
他说：“你们要守那起初你们所有的那些所有的，你们要守住。”
Keep that what you have in the beginning.
你们所有的，你们不要被夺去，要好好的守住。
Do not let people take away what you have. Keep it.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是站在一个守住的一个地位上。
So brothers and sisters, today we are standing on the ground of guarding.
今天在所有侍奉奉献里面，我们就是站在一个守的一个地位上。
In view of all the work, in view of all the consecration, we simply take the stand of guarding. Because the Lord Jesus has done it all.
不是凭着我们自己肉体能够再成全什么。By
our own flesh, nothing we can accomplish.
我们只要因着信，我们来做一个守望的一个工作。
Now, simply by faith, we will perform this task of guarding and watching.
靠着住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢的守住。
Now, by the Spirit, Holy Spirit that lives in us, let's keep it.
用什么守是很不容易的事情。
Brothers and sisters, it's not an easy job to guard.
我们中国人说创业难，守业更难。
We Chinese have a saying that it's hard enough to start a new business, but to maintain it is even harder.
许多圣徒所留下产业。
All the inheritances that the previous saints has left us.
他们经过许多年代，许多征战所得着的。
All the plunders they have gained through all years of spiritual warfare.
继续交托教会。
They have committed all this to the churches.
但是在末了，教会是不是能够守得住呢？
But in the very end, are the churches able to keep all these?
我实在需要神的恩典。
I believe this really. We really need God's grace for this.
那我们从亚伯跟该隐这两个人身上，
So from these two persons, Abel and Cain,
我们看见神所要奉献是怎样奉献。
We do see that what kind of consecration God demands.
我们看见神所要人过生活是怎样生活。
We also see the kind of right living that God demands.
那是为了侍奉神。
That is the life to serve Him.
那是为了讨神的欢喜。
That is the life simply to please Him.
用什么若是我们今天是站在这个基督这个根基这个原则上来过这样生活。
Brothers and sisters, if we stand upon the very foundation of Christ and conduct our lives,
神就会看重我。God
will regard us.
神就会悦纳我们的奉献。God
will accept our offerings.
让求神是恩待我们。May
God be gracious to us.
让借着亚伯的话。
Now through Abel's word.
这位在复活里面向我们所说的话。
The very person who spoke all these words in resurrection.
我们愿意活在神起初那个心意里面。
We're willing to live according to God's very heart from the beginning.
来过地上生活。
To conduct our lives on earth.
让求神是恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us. Brother, would you please conclude this message with a prayer?
请我们低头。
Please bow your heads.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
虽然我们是这样的不配。
Although we are so unworthy.
你却将你最好的赐给了我们。
But you've given your very best to us.
就是你在十字架上为我们成就了那完全的救主。
That is the very redemption that you have accomplished on the cross.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
唯愿
If only all your people, all the children you have bought by at a price,
我们也能记得你的恩典,
that we would also by your grace,
记得圣灵保惠师的感动,
by the moving of the Holy Comforter,
记得众弟兄姐妹的互相扶持,
by the upholding among brothers and sisters,
我们也能守住你要我们该守住的,
we're able to keep that which we all to.
让你在我们里面居首位,
so that you will have the preeminence in us.
我们也能将我们最好的献给我们的主,
and then we can also offer our very best to the Lord.
主耶稣不是靠我们,
oh Lord Jesus, not by ourselves.
一切都是靠你的恩典的扶持,
everything is done by the upholding of your grace.
再一次谢谢我们的主,
Lord, we just give our thanks to you once again.
听我们的祷告,
hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
请大家打开你手中的周报。 Brothers and sisters.